Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, balls. It's a bonus pod. It's the new year. Let's do this!
When you are a fat man and you try and do a fitness podcast, but you injure your old fat self and can no longer do the physical crap needed,
it's like me.
You go back to your one true and authentic self.
What?
A giant asshole that has a quick fuse and rants about everything.
That is me.
You start being Fat Angry Stretch. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Stretch Show podcast.
Yeah, you had me at Fat Angry Stretch. Yes, you did. You had me at Fat Angry Stretch. All right, let's turn this bejesus down. All right, I feel better now. Music's turned down. I am Fat Angry Stretch. And I'm fat and I'm angry. I don't see anything about those changes. Actually, I have a feeling the Manjaro will be working. I don't eat sugar anymore at all. I've not cut the carbs. I need to go back to keto, and then I will drop a lot of weight. And then they need to increase my Manjaro. I'm on the lowest dosage you can possibly get. They just wanted to make sure I was okay. And so far, there's weird side effects. And that's something I want to talk to you about, because oftentimes you hear about all these things. I lost so much weight with this. And there's this and the Ozempic, the whole time I took it, especially when I was on the high dose, I was on 2 mil a week. And I would take that shot once a week. And I would heartburn. And I had to be on just a over-the-counter heartburn medication I could take. And it would be okay. And that was that. And, you know, which is part of heartburn, too. I don't want to gross you out. I hope you're not eating. If you are, turn it down real quick. But you throw up in your mouth a little bit while you're sleeping. That happened a number of times while I was doing the Ozempic. And I never lost a pound. Even on that high-ass dose, I never lost a pound. I also never lost... I swear, when they increased it to the really high dose on the Ozempic, I wanted sugar more. I wanted junk food more. My cravings went through the roof. And is it psychological? Possible. I'm a lunatic. That we all know. So it totally could have been. But I have had a very different set of side effects on this Manjaro, and I'm on a very low dose. It's going to be interesting to see if I can cut it once we pump it up. And here's what it is. I've had like a stuffy nose is a side effect, because I start having a stuffy nose and I don't feel sick or anything. And I do not have allergies. I have zero allergies in my life. And I can say I've had a stuffy nose. Well, I also sleep with a CPAP mask. That's an anti-snore machine, and I have for more than 20 years now. And remember, that was a whole issue when the fire hit. My snore mask burned up, and I cannot sleep without it. So it took me about 4 weeks to get that squared away. That was a nightmare. And then I finally got that thing back, and I was so very happy. But let's say I had the, like, runny nose. So I have a stuffy nose a lot, especially when I lay down. Well, the CPAP mask forces air up your nose so that you don't snore. And now I have really, really, really dry nose to where it's painful. Like dry, crusty bugs every day. And my nose hurts. And then here's another thing. I am peeing nonstop. Now, if you're losing weight, you're peeing. I'm not like dropping weight like crazy, but I could be losing weight. That could be. So I'll chalk that to that. But I'm peeing a lot. And that's also a sign of diabetes. So I do have that as well. So I'm peeing a lot. I was getting leg cramps for at one point. I haven't in a week or so, but like in my calves, I was getting leg cramps, which is a sign of dehydration. And then peeing a lot will dehydrate you. So there's that mess. And then stomach-wise, it's weird. You get on a regular system, let's say, when it comes to the number two. And then that's changed a lot with that. It's not like I have the Hershey squirts or I'm pooping my pants or anything else, but it's different. And I just recognize, because you know your body, my body has changed. That pattern has changed, and it's since I switched that medication. And then one last side effect that I feel like I'm having that I got to talk to my doctor about. I have now, since I started taking this, behind my ears, they get really dry. Like this skin on the back of my ears, so between my ear and my head, get like dry, flaky, almost like a dandruffy type thing. And it hurts. Like it's so dry, it hurts. And I was putting lotion on it and it would help a little. And then I ended up putting on, but I couldn't do it too much because then I would get like breakouts back there, which is bizarre, of Neosporin. I was putting on and now I've switched up to another type of like a medicated lotion and it's pretty much stopped it. But that's definitely caused from that. So some weird side effects, nothing bad, nothing I can't deal with, but strangeness. I've had some high strangeness on the Mounjaro. But I feel personally that it is working better for my system than the Ozempic was, which was that super high dose and wasn't getting it done for me. So, little public service announcement, if you were thinking of talking to your doctor and getting on any, and remember, everyone's different. Look at the people that Ozempic works for. There's people that have lost a ton of weight on Ozempic. Every time I see someone now, immediately, and they're like, wow, they've lost a lot of weight. You just go, they're on Ozempic or Mounjaro or Wegovy. They're on one of those. And that's, you could bet the farm on that and probably be right. So something to think about. I had some really weird stories that I talk about on my radio show today, which is on the Big 49. Big 49, I come in and I just literally do one segment and then I play best of because I did a radio show on there every day for so long that you can't find a day that there's not a show I already didn't cover. So we just play best ofs. So all of my stretch in the morning show has been regurgitated on the Big 49 on Fridays. Friday nights from like a little after 5 until 7, just a couple hours we do that. But it's a lot of content of the old morning show. And God, I found so many things. I found a story about a lady. Ladies are now giving up dating men so they can be companions with their dogs. And I'm like, oh, those are called lesbians, is what those are called. Those are called Subaru-driving lesbians. But apparently, that's offensive to some people. Sorry about that. I love lesbians. I seriously do. I've never met a lesbian that I didn't just, like, bro down with, ever. I was just like, oh, dude, they're cool as hell. We could watch football together and have some pizza. Like, this is cool. Talk about chicks. Like, I'm down with that. But never had a problem with lesbians. So, just, you know, I'm making jokes. But they had that story. And when I saw it, I'm like, this is like the new version of the crazy cat lady. I don't even want to know. And I would rather spend time with my dogs than humans. I'll be the first to say that right now. But, you know, I'm not trying to give up. I like the vagine, having sex with women, and I'm not trying to give any of that up anytime soon. God, where's my really good story? I had a really good story about Baba Ganesh, which I remember, so I'm lucky enough I can just tell you what it is. And Baba Ganesh is the Bulgarian psychic who is now dead. I think she died at like 85 a few years back. And she is credited, according to these stories that she predicted the death of Princess Diana. She predicted the 9/11 attack. She predicted the Russia-Ukraine war. She predicted all kinds of crap, including her talking about, I don't want to get into that. Where is Bubba Ganesh? Now I can't pull her up. She predicted a lot of really crazy stuff, and it was pretty cool. But she's got why I'm here is because she has predictions all the way up through 5079, which is the end of the world in 5079. And you're like, wow, that's really bad news. But 2026 has some very interesting predictions by Bubba Ganesh. And that is, one, that we'll have an interaction with alien species. Cool. She said November of 2026 that'll happen. And then she didn't give a date on this one, but she said World War III will begin in 2026. Now, that sucks big balls. I'm going to be a world war. I'm old. If I just got my house built back and then, like, the Russians or the Chinese or whoever the hell it is starts dropping bombs into residential areas and my house gets blown up, I'll be so pissed. Like, dude, we just rebuilt it. Or the rockets start another fire and then Palisades burns down again. I mean, we're just trying to get the damn thing rebuilt. We had the anniversary of that on, Wednesday? No, that was Wednesday night. We had that, and it was nice. For me, I literally mentally, at the end of the day, we went to church. We had a church service with our church is gone, at a church in Santa Monica that hosted us. And I went to that, and that was really nice. And then I told my wife, I need to go to the house. And the house is up. We have a house right now. We can't live in it. It's nowhere near done. But you walk by, you're like, hey, there's a house there. And I just wanted to be in that house on that day. And it was literally, I was in there, and I filmed some of it. It's on my Instagram feed. But it just to be in there and just know that's home, and there's a house there again where I've lived the bulk of my adult life. And it's back. It's up. And I'll be back in it in a matter of months. So that was cool. I needed that mentally. I really appreciated that win. And I'll take a win anytime I can get one. So that was a nice way for me to commemorate that anniversary. My wife's still really upset about it. Like, and a lot of people are. Like, people are effing traumatized by this. There are people in therapy. There's literally, like, group therapy groups where people talk about it. Like, it's an issue. For me, I've counted my blessings since that day. A lot of good has come out of this for me, and I can't dwell on the bad. I've had so many people help me out. All of you guys that kicked in at Buy Me a Coffee, which is on the Instagram, thank you. Like, everything helped, and you just realize people are pretty effing good. People are. Like, the people at my work gave me money and raised money, and that's what was needed. It was funny. All the charities would be like, hey, we have a case of water. It's like, well, I don't need water. I'm blessed I have family. I didn't need a place to stay. I didn't need a shelter. I had a home, but I needed clothes. And then once I got out of my parents' house and got back into the apartment over here, it was like, okay, now I need pots and pans and this and that. So you need money. That's what you need. You need money at that point to buy things. And that was cool. Like, that was so appreciated. And just, there's been blessings. Like, I've told you guys a story with my father-in-law and the dog. And, you know, he's fine and around. And I don't think he would be if the fire hadn't happened, which is effing stupid crazy. I know this isn't the podcast to talk about this. It's my other podcast, but my faith has grown tremendously through this. Whereas you can blame God and get mad at God, or you can lean into God and realize that's your rock and that's where your safety is. And I've really, really grown on my faith journey through this. So I'm not going to sit here and complain about that fire. I was standing in my house yesterday shooting a video that I put on Instagram. So I came out pretty damn good, and I'm blessed, and I'm fortunate and just thankful and grateful to everyone. So thank you. Boy, what else do I have story-wise? I like the crazy old lady. I found a story about young men and why young men they're not asking women out anymore. And I'm talking like the little, not the millennials. My son's a millennial and my daughter's a Gen Zer. But it's the Gen Z men which have been castrated. And when I first saw it, I was like, oh, I can tell you why they're not asking them out, because they've been castrated by society. They've been told that they're toxically masculine. They've been told not to be dudes. They've been taught to suppress anything in their body that is natural to them, their natural instincts, the way they should behave. And they've been castrated, and everyone is homogenized into, oh, we all just kind of act like wimpy men. You got tough women. A tough woman is like a wimpy man, and a wimpy man is a wimpy man. And that's what everyone's acting like. And kind of nailed it. When I read into the article, it said they didn't want to be considered creepers or toxically masculine, or they said toxically macho in the article. That's wrong. That's wrong. We have effed a generation of young men with the woke bullshit. We have effed them. We have taught them that it's okay if you want to be a girl or a boy. And we've taught them it's okay if you're a boy and you want to play girl sports. As a guy that has a daughter that played sports, that's not effing cool. There's a lot of crap. I get we shouldn't bully people because they're different. People shouldn't be targeted for that. But you damn sure shouldn't be bullied by society because you're acting like a dude. And that's what we've done to this entire Gen's their whole lives. And it's wrong. It's really wrong. And I think we're going to see the effects of this for a
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Long time. We've created a generation of fucking school shooters. We really have. These kids are effed up, and it's society's fault, you know? And don't get me wrong, there's the people that have overly... The toxic masculinity is just bullshit. It's not a thing. It's like, oh, no, you're being a dude? All right. You're being an obnoxious dude, or you're being misogynistic? You shouldn't be misogynistic. I'm drinking my liquids, which, by the way, now I have to pee all the time. It's great in the middle of the night when I drink a bunch of liquids so I don't get cramps. Effed up. But that article pissed me off when I read it, because I feel it was an intentional thing to do that to men. And in particular, my guys, young white guys, they've been demonized more than anyone on this planet in the last couple of years. And you're seeing it in these effed up rejects acting out. It's really, really bad. Ah, here we go. This is fun. This lady right here. This is a real story. And she now doesn't eat food anymore. No. She blends all of her food and snorts it through a straw. Yes. She snorts everything she eats. Steak, mashed potatoes. Blends it and snorts it. And she says it's great and she feels wonderful. Even though she is at risk of infection, because you shouldn't be packing shit up your beak nonstop. She said it started off as a dare by snorting a flavored fruit drink. She said, I got a head rush, but it was actually fruitier than if I was to have drank it through my mouth. It was phenomenal. Since then, I've been having my entire diet nasally for 5 years. 5 years she's been snorting all of her meals. And then it shows her with like a cafe latte, and she has a straw up her nose and she's snorting it. I can't believe this is a real story. She says, and it's an aversion to the weird textures that come with food. She doesn't like the... I get textures. I won't eat beans because I don't like textures. But it doesn't mean I snort everything, or I would snort beans. Oh, I don't like beans. I'm not going to eat them, but I'll snort them. No, No, no. The only thing I'm snorting is cocaine. Says the guy who is a minister and doesn't drink alcohol or do drugs. Oh, someday I'll tell that cocaine story. Boy, yeah. Interesting. Here's a weird diet thing that I thought of. And it is organ meat is supposedly the most nutrient-dense food in the world. And by organ meat, I mean livers, hearts, stomachs, things like that of animals. It's supposed to be incredibly nutrient-rich. It's also incredibly chewy and gross, and doesn't taste very well. Like a steak tastes wonderful, or a burger tastes wonderful, but eating, you know, liver or kidneys is usually pretty gross, unless you fry them, because you deep fry anything and it's wonderful. But I had this thought, and I honestly thought about this today. I have a dehydrator, and I wondered if I took that meat, like let's say I took a big cow liver or heart, and I sliced it into slices and put it in my dehydrator, which is like a beef jerky machine, which I have. Someone gave it to me after the fire. It's not been used, but I was like, that's an odd thing, and it's cool. I just haven't used it yet. But I could totally make like heart jerky or liver jerky, and I wonder if that would be more edible, because the guy that what gave me the idea is there was a guy that would cook it, and then he would like dry it out and then grate it, and he was using it for food for animals. But he wasn't just giving it to like a dog, you can just throw him, here you go, here's a hunk of heart. But it was like he was feeding fish and stuff with it and talking about how incredibly healthy these fish were, and they were eating the fish. It was like a fish farm, but they were feeding them grated up beef organs, and that's what they would eat that was making these fish just thrive and be really big and wonderful to eat for humans. So and that idea today, like, I would like to get the nutrients out of that and have that. And they're lean. There's no fat in most organs. If there are, you got problems. But I was thinking about trying it. But I never thought of snorting my food. Never. What if you blow it up your butt? What is the thing called? A boof bag? Have you guys heard of the boof bag? The boof bag is a kit which in some states they now give to junkies. And once you have destroyed every vein in your body from shooting up heroin or Oxycontin or whatever you're shooting up, you can now put it into like a capsule, and you could buy them, but they give them to junkies because junkies are more important than you or I, regular tax-paying citizens. And you shove the drugs, like take the heroin, put it in a capsule, then shove it up your butthole. Because apparently things go up your butt, you get high fast. I know alcoholics would do that too, because it doesn't get on your breath. A real drunkard will like basically give themselves like put vodka in an enema and shoot it up their ass. And you're going to think I'm bullshitting you, and I am not bullshitting you. That's real. That disease gets crazy. And people will do it because then you're not walking around smelling like, because you're still drunk, but you're not walking around smelling like booze. It's not on your breath because it's never in your stomach. It's just up your ass, which then it soaks straight into your bloodstream. And they sell those. They're called boofing kits. And drug addicts can now put heroin and stuff up their butt for free because it's important. You know, it's inhumane to deprive drug addicts of, something to shoot drugs up their butt when they've collapsed all the veins in their arms and legs and feet and toes and hands and neck. I'm laughing, but I know I've seen so much of that where we get people into the doctor and they can't get blood out of them because they don't have any veins left. Yeah, it's fun like that. So you shoot it up your keister. Boy, I took a weird twisted path detour on that story, didn't I? Ooh-wee, it's kind of dark. I'm excited for the weekend because the weekend means I'm going back to Downey. I'm going to go see my boy Icy Burger. I am going to go to Costco tomorrow, and I saw this. I haven't seen it at Costco yet, but I saw it on like Instagram or whatever. This is a really cool health hack, And even my wife thought it was cool, which is weird because anything I think is cool, she's like, you're an idiot. Shut up. But it is Chipotle. That's right. The old Chipotles, which is the healthier-ish version of fast food, is now selling their chicken at Costco. And for two pounds, so it's the already cooked chicken, just like they scoop in your burrito, that one little stupid spoonful, and you want to jump across the counter and hit that little pimple-faced kid with that spoon so hard in their freaking face that they'll have to use a boof bag to get their alcohol in on Friday night, because you're like, one little ass scoop, are you serious? You get me at least three scoops of that shit right now. Punch you in your little dumb head, little Chipotle bastard. But I digress. So you get that little scoop of the chicken, which is in, and I'm not mad at the meat at Chipotle. Chicken is their best one. And now you can buy it. And the macros on this chicken is 100 calories for a 3-ounce serving. And I imagine that's a 3 ounces coming from the little spoon. And you could make it. It's already made. So there's no making it. You don't cook it. You just heat it. And that's really, really good if you're trying to do meal prep or you're just trying to really get your macros right. You can weigh it, get a little food scale, put it on there, weigh out. So 6 ounces, 200 calories. Got some great protein in there. It's a really cool thing. I am interested to see if my Costco will have it, and I'm going to buy some and bring it home because my wife's like, oh, that's good. Like, she likes that. And remember, she can't cook. So if I'm in Downey a couple nights a week, a couple scoops of Chipotle, put it in a tortilla, put some cheese on it. You have a burrito, a taco, whatever. Some rice, some salsa. Oh, man. You see, little diet hack right there, but it looks really good. I'm gonna try it, and if I do, I will fill you in on that. I just ran out of mushrooms. I've been doing mushroom stuff again with and not like get high mushrooms, but brain health mushrooms, because I'm stupid sometimes, and I need to focus my brain. So I've been taking those. It's like a mix of three different kinds of mushrooms, and it's in a capsule. I'm taking a pill version of the shrooms. And I just took my last one this morning. I gotta get more. They're expensive too, because it's funny how when you're not healthy, it used to be cheap to be not healthy. Now it's expensive to even go like get fast food. But oh boy. Here we go. I want to snort a latte now. I'm looking at this lady and I'm thinking I should do it. And they're saying liquid in her lungs, by the way, when she snorts her lattes, that's why she's at risk of infection. Snorting liquid's never a good thing, ever. I'm going to go ahead and say that. If she were to dehydrate it, turn it into a powder and snort the powder, she could get all the effects of it. But I don't know if she's doing that or not. Oh, boy. I'm going to get out of here because it's that time. It's time for me to go. It is a freaking Friday. I have been ranting and raging. No more incidents of violence have happened at work. No follow-up of the incident that happened on New Year's Eve. So I think all is well. I think we're good. And it's weird. I feel weird the holidays are over because I love the holidays. And this was an emotional, different holiday for us being in this building and not being home for the first time ever as a family. And it was weird. But, you know, they were still good and we still had a good time and we got to be with the rest of our family. And that was really what it's about. But I'm sad it's over. I'm sad the holiday. I'm always kind of melancholy the holidays are over. I love Christmas decorations, Christmas lights, and Christmas. At work, my boss loves Christmas music, so we still have the Christmas music playing in the hallways at work. My boss loves it. So that's actually been cool, but it'll go off here pretty soon. And then I'm going to miss it at work too. But all right, you guys go get your non-holiday January on. Shout out to everybody that's going to have coming up here soon, Martin Luther King Day off, but I will not have that off. I will be at work. And you guys have a great weekend. I will talk to you again on Monday with another round of the Stretch Show podcast, aka Fat to Fit or Else Bizitches. And you know what this means? I got to go, but I'm getting back to stretching ice. That's what we're doing. Iceberg. Let's go. Let's get our country music song on. Stretching Ice, greatest country music song ever.
There's a podcast coming through your speakers every week. Old radio man with opinions and a mean streak. Used to be in shape, now he's comfortable and large. Blaming politicians while his dogs run in the yard. They call Stretch, been doing this since way back when. And his best friend's a four-legged asshole named Ice Again. It's Stretch and Ice, a couple of jerks, two grumpy souls in a world that don't work. One's always ran and one's chasing his tail. A little tail like that will never go stale. Yeah, both pissed off at the way things are. But they got each other and that goes far. Stretch and Ice. He's still kicking around a podcast sphere, yelling about Gavin Newsom burning down what he held dear. Ice don't care about the politics of blame. He just wants his dinner and to hear Stretch say his name. Short for Iceberg, cold as they come. But he'll die for that fat man when push comes to shove. It's Stretching Ice, a couple of jerks, two grumpy souls, and a world that don't work. One's always red and one's chasing his tail. Loyalty like they will never go stale. Yeah, both pissed off at the way things are. But they got each other and that goes far. Stretching Ice. Nobody else would put up with their shit, but that's what makes it fit. Anger and fear and unconditional truth, that's the kind of friendship you can't lose. It's Stretching Ice, a couple of jerks, two grumpy souls in a world that don't work. One's always random, one's chasing his tail. The loyalty like that will never go stale. Yeah, the both pissed off at the way things are. They got each other.